Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Medical Center CMO is a familiar face by Ruth Campbell. Dr. Meredith Hulsey has returned to Medical Center Hospital as Chief Medical Officer. A pathologist by training, Hulsey was at MCH for 5 years before taking time to care for her parents in her hometown of Wichita Falls. Hulsey completed her residency in 2003. She earned a bachelor's degree in biology from the University of Texas at Arlington and her doctor of osteopathic medicine from University of North Texas Health Science Center. Right after residency in pathology, she came to the area to work for Midland Pathologist, and she really liked it. In high school, when we did anatomy and dissected cats, I loved anatomy. I think the anatomy just really fascinated me, and I took to it quickly. I could memorize all that terminology. I did not have any doctors in my family or any medical people in my family, so I kind of figured everything out on my own. After I got into the biology courses in college, then it just kept reaffirming, this is really what I do like and what I want to do, Hulsey said. Before transitioning to CMO, Hulsey was a pathologist. In general, she said, chief medical officers are responsible for patient safety and quality in relation to the physician role in the hospital. I represent all the providers and advanced practitioners. I mean physicians, the nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, Hulsey said. If providers have an issue, they come to her. There hasn't been a CMO here for about 3 years, so there's a lot of built-up stuff to say. I started January 3rd, so it's been a busy 3 months. You have the new issues coming up, but then you have all the past that you're trying to rectify also. It's a lot, but I've really enjoyed every minute of it, she said. Hulsey said an administrative role like this was not planned. I think that I had a lot of successes during the 5 years I was here, and I've developed a good rapport with administrators, the nurse leaders, and physician leaders. I think as they continued searching for that CMO, they've been looking for a long time, and they thought, who from within could we consider for this role instead of looking out? My name came up, I'm told. Even though I haven't had experience, they knew me, and they knew how I ran the lab, and we all thought, well, that can be extrapolated to how we'll run the bigger picture. I came to interviews, and we had a lot of long discussions, and the deal was done, Hulsey said. In April 2022, her parents were having some medical issues, so she went to work in Wichita Falls for a few months. I guess it was during that time, everybody really missed me. But I think they thought I was valuable to be here, and so that's when I got phone calls from Mr. Tippin and the physician leaders to just start the conversation of would I be willing or interested in returning as chief medical officer. There were a lot of conversations, and we finally agreed that I would come, Hulsey said. People at the hospital already knew her. She made Facebook videos on the different types of tests during COVID. They knew how I handled big tasks and pressure from watching me during COVID. I think that was some of the evidence to them that I could be CMO, Hulsey said. She added that the hospital as a whole did well for the county during that time. Hulsey and her colleagues were in the trenches together and came out the other side. Before joining Medical Center, she worked at several pathology labs and multiple hospitals. I was the medical lab director of 5 hospitals, smaller hospitals, and had privileges at like 15. They felt I had administrative skills, so they were having me the lab director at so many places, which in theory is a good idea, but I felt like I can't do anything well because you're spreading me out so thin. When I saw the opportunity here, I knew that I liked West Texas already, but I thought I would rather be the medical lab director of one big place that I can wrap my hands around, that I'm always here and not bouncing every day to different places. That was the attraction to transition from AmeriPath, the national company, to a hometown situation with a local hospital, Hulsey said. As a pathologist, Hulsey already worked with physicians and nurses. I think it's a big advantage that I always had the global hospital in mind. I think if you have a specialty to subspecialty, you're thinking about your patient set and what's best for cardiology, because you don't see other things, so why would you be worried about other things? But in the lab, I have every department under my purview. No patient is more important than any other patient, and so I have to meet all their needs. That translates exactly into what I do now, Hulsey said. She added that she has a contract with ProCare to do temporary work when she finds time. Hulsey said she's hoping she'll have more time to do that in the fall. I think my biggest goal in the short term is for physician engagement. The hospital is run on the backbone of physicians that need to be involved in all the decisions for improvement of quality and the patient's safety, which are my two big areas that I always am striving for, Hulsey said. She added that doctors aren't always included in all the operational aspects of the hospital, but they have to execute all the bylaws and rules. It's really important that they're included in their creation, so I want to have the doctors more involved in all the committees to be part of the decision-making of the day-to-day patient care, Hulsey said. She added that she is proud to be at MCH and proud of the physicians she gets to represent. Just to be in healthcare, as it is a business, but it's a business with the most noble purpose, and that common ground of the patient is what holds us together in all circumstances, Hulsey said. Hulsey is married to her husband, Kevin, who is an architect. Medical Center President and CEO Russell Tippin is very pleased to have Hulsey on board again. We're so happy to have Dr. Hulsey back at Medical Center Hospital, Tippin said in an email. Her positive relationships with our staff and doctors from her previous time here is such an asset to have. The respect she commands and her leadership can't be replicated, and we're beyond thrilled to have her leading our clinical efforts moving forward. ECISD sends request to AG's office. In response to an open records request from the Odessa American regarding Bice Elementary Principal Jim Workman, attorneys for Ector County ISD have written to the Attorney General to withhold certain information. In a news release issued March 8th, the district said Workman was reinstated upon completion of an investigation. He was placed on administrative leave pending an investigation of an incident March 3rd. The newspaper requested notes on the investigation, the identity of those who conducted the investigation, a narrative of the incident that prompted Workman to be placed on administrative leave, and why he was reinstated. Chief Communications Officer Mike Atkins said the district's Human Resources Department, ECISD Police, and Child Protective Services were notified. All of them cleared Workman, Atkins said. The firm of Atkins, Holman, Jones, Peacock, Lewis, and Lyon represented ECISD. Attorney Tatiana Dennis wrote to Paxton. The request was received by the district on March 13th, which was the first day of spring break. The district was closed from March 13th to March 17th, 2023, for spring break. Therefore, the 10 business days did not begin to run until March 20th, 2023, the letter said. The district is withholding certain reports, records, and working papers used or developed in an investigation of alleged child abuse or neglect under Family Code Chapter 261 and pursuant to Section 552.101 of the Texas Government Code. See Family Code 261.201A. In addition, the same records can be protected under Section 552.108 of the Texas Government Code as a law enforcement record. We will be sending the documents together with our additional remarks to you within the time provided by law. Permian Basin Calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Monday Coffee for Women. Tenacious Woman Ministries has scheduled coffee chats for women from 9 a.m. to noon, Mondays through May 29th. There will be a perfect chance to connect with other women and build meaningful relationships over a cup of coffee. Free tax assistance. The Ector County Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue, has scheduled free tax assistance for seniors from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays through April 11th. An appointment is required. For more information or to make an appointment, call 432-337-5281. Bustin' for Badges raffle tickets. Bustin' for Badges clay shoot raffle tickets are available at the Odessa Police Department or Ector County Sheriff's Office. Raffle items are a Polaris Ranger 570, a $10,400 value, Kent Quick, $52 gas gift cards, $260 value, and oil change gift cards, and Traeger Wood Pellet Grill, $900 value, along with Midland Meat Company $500 gift card. The 10th annual shoot will be held May 4th and 5th at Windwalker Farms in Martin County. This event benefits local law enforcement, OPD, MPD, ECSO, and MCSO, and helps pay for much-needed equipment. Raffle tickets are $20 each. There are a limited number of tickets. The raffle drawing will take place on May 5th at Windwalker Farms, and you do not have to be present to win. For raffle tickets or information, go by the OPD's front desk or call 432-335-3322 or the Ector County Sheriff's Office at 432-335-3050. To register for the shoot, visit bustinforbadges.org. Spring Fling Egg Hunt. Odessa Parks and Recreation has scheduled a Spring Fling Egg Hunt April 8th at Sherwood Park, 4819 North Everglade Avenue. The Easter Bunny will arrive at 10 a.m. and the egg hunt will start at 11 a.m. Easter Bash Picnic and Car Show. Easter Bash Car Show and Picnic has been scheduled from noon to 6 p.m. April 8th at Beale Park, 5200 West Wall Street, Midland. The Easter Bunny will be there and more than 7,000 Easter eggs will be hidden. There will also be vendors, a jalapeno eating contest, and more. Ram Herrera. The Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present Ram Herrera April 8th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $50. Music Fest and Car Show. Tall City American Music Fest and Car Show will feature a car show coordinated collaboratively with Texas Stock Rally at 7 p.m. April 8th in Centennial Park. Doors open at 5 p.m. The event will also feature a concert headlined by country music band Little Texas, made famous by the popular song God Bless Texas. In addition, the festival will also feature four Texas songwriters, including Tony Barker, Cassidy Scooter, Lumbee Rivers, and J.R. McNutt. Diabetic Cardiovascular Health Support Group. Midland Health has scheduled a free diabetic and cardiovascular health support group from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the second Monday of every month at First Baptist Church, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue, Midland. For more information, call 432-221-2285. Mudbug. Meals on Wheels has scheduled the 23rd annual Mudbug from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. April 11th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. There will be all-you-can-eat fried catfish, peel-and-eat shrimp, hush puppies, and crawfish. Tickets start at $50 per person. Falcon Giving Day. UTPB has scheduled Falcon Giving Day on April 12th. 9th Annual Lynx West Texas Hold'em. Odessa Lynx has scheduled the 9th Annual West Texas Hold'em fundraiser at 6 p.m. April 14th at Dos Amigos, 4700 North Golder Avenue. There will be a poker tournament, food and drinks, a silent auction, door prizes, and more. Tickets start at $100. Telethon. The Permian Basin Rehab Center's annual telethon will take place April 15th through 16th and will be live on News West 9. The patient representative this year is Jace Rodriguez, who also had the honor of lighting the community Christmas tree at Optimus Park back in December. Since 1977, the Rehab Center has hosted the event as a way to raise funds to provide therapy services to patients who need them, regardless of their financial situation. The telethon gives the PBRC the opportunity to share the stories of their patients and thank the donors who make it all possible. Texas Warrior Mud Out. Be the Change Permian Basin has scheduled the Texas Warrior Mud Out April 15th at Rock the Desert, 2000 FM 1788 Midland. Packets may be picked up from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Kids Crusade Race begins at 8 a.m. Group Advanced Race starts at 8:45 a.m., Group Intermediate Race starts at 9:30 a.m., and Group Beginner Race starts at 10:15 a.m. Teams will complete obstacles over roughly a 5-kilometer course that will rely on team skills and support. Teams should be a minimum of 3, but there is no maximum. Plant Sale. The Permian Basin Master Gardeners have scheduled a plant sale from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 15th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Drought-tolerant plants will be available for purchase, and plant help will be available from Master Gardeners. Who Let the Dogs Out 5K? Fix West Texas has scheduled the annual Who Let the Dogs Out 5K race from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 15th at Midland College, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland. Tickets start at $30. Fourth Annual Crawfish Boil Bash and Competition. The Destination Midland, 1705 West Industrial Avenue, Midland, has scheduled the fourth annual Crawfish Boil Bash and Competition from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. April 15th. Sample every team's crawfish and vote for the People's Choice and Best in Show. Tickets are $50. West Texas Symphony Masterworks Series. West Texas Symphony will present Masterworks Series at 7:30 p.m. April 15th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. The concert will feature Carolyn Hong, piano, UTPB Orchestra, and local students. A catered pre-concert dinner is also available before the Masterworks performance in the Ray Great House Recital Hall in the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Dinner is $26. Roger Krieger. The Tailgate, 4401 North Big Spring Street, Midland, has scheduled Roger Krieger at 8 p.m. April 15th. Tickets start at $20. Ashley McBride. The Ector County Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present Ashley McBride on April 16th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $35. ECISD Spring Plant Sale. ECISD has scheduled an annual spring plant sale from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 17th through 21st at 7651 West Dunn Street. Health and Wellness Community Service Program has scheduled a spring health and wellness program on mental health from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. April 19th at the Ward County Event Center, 1525 East Monahans Parkway, Monahans. For more information, visit gfwc.org. Drag Brunch. Drag with me. The show has scheduled a drag brunch from noon to 2 p.m. April 30th at Pinkies Up, 1806 East 7th Street. Two lucky audience members will have the opportunity to be transformed into drag queens and lip sync battle for the crown. Tickets are $25 or $30.87 after fees. Art Talk. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled an art talk from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., April 20th and May 16th. Each date features a specially curated piece from the museum's collection. Petroleum Hall of Fame Induction. The Petroleum Museum of Midland has scheduled the Petroleum Hall of Fame induction ceremony April 20th at the Bush Convention Center, 105 North Main Street, Midland. The inductees are F. Marie Hall, Kenneth B. Nolan, Edward E. Runyon, and Don L. Sparks. The Petroleum Hall of Fame was instituted in October 1967 by the authority of the charter of the Permian Basin Petroleum Museum. Belmont Baptist Church Food Pantry. Belmont Baptist Church, 1200 West 8th Street, has scheduled a food pantry event from 9 a.m. to noon on the fourth Saturday of each month. Wild Wild West Fest. The Andrews Chamber of Commerce has scheduled the Wild Wild West Fest from 5 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. April 21st and from noon to 11:30 p.m. April 22nd at the Ace Arena, 1441 Highway 176 Andrews. There will be live music, live Western gunfighters, a barbecue cook-off, and more. Spirits of the West Wine Food Festival. Alpine's Gallery Night Incorporated has scheduled the Spirits of the West Beef and Wine Festival from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. April 21st and from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 22nd on 6th Street, Alpine. There will be lots of wine, beer, beef, art, and more. Tickets start at $15. The Mavericks. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, has scheduled The Mavericks April 21st. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the event will start at 8 p.m. The Bearded Strangers. The Destination Midland, 1705 West Industrial Avenue, Midland, has scheduled the Bearded Strangers at 7 p.m. April 21st. Beer service will be available, as will local food trucks. Admission is free. Viva Chihuahua Fest 2023. La Hacienda Event Center, 12600 Highway 191 Midland, has scheduled the Viva Chihuahua Tour at 8 p.m. April 21st. Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, has scheduled Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour, April 22nd. The doors will open at 1 p.m. and the event will start at 2 p.m. Rose of Sharon Car Show. The Rose of Sharon Church has scheduled a car show 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the church. Registration is $25. Judging begins at 8 and awards are at 3 p.m. There will be music, shout cheerleading, raffles, silent auction, and food sales. There are 12 categories with hot rods, rat rods, muscle cars, trucks, Corvettes, motorcycles, customs, lowriders, pre-1965, 200 and newer, Jeeps and imports. The winner of Best of Show will have their car on next year's flyers or t-shirt. First place winner in each category will be in a drawing to have the car on the t-shirt and flyer as well. Permian Basin String Quartet. The Permian Basin String Quartet is scheduled to perform April 23rd at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. The doors will open at 2 p.m. and the event will start at 3 p.m. West Texas Symphony Pops and Family Concert. West Texas Symphony will present Pops and Family Concert featuring the Permian Basin String Quartet at 3 p.m. April 23rd, location to be announced. ZZ Top and the Raw Whiskey Tour. AEG has scheduled ZZ Top on the Raw Whiskey Tour April 25th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the event will start at 8 p.m. Los Mus Masters. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, has scheduled the Los Mus Masters Comedy Tour April 29th. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the event will start at 8 p.m. Art Tales. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Art Tales from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., May 3rd and May 17th. Art Tales is a free art education program that highlights alternating children's stories.
Good morning. This is Jelaine Scott reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram on Saturday, April 1st, 2023. Husband feels increasingly alone dealing with handicap. Dear Abby, I am medically retired and I have mobility issues, so I'm unable to be active or socialize. I don't have many friends outside my family, so I spend many hours alone at home. My wife is an elementary school teacher. My two youngest children are in high school. My wife is an excellent teacher, and I appreciate everything she does for our family and her students. When she returns home in the evening, she has to grade papers, create lesson plans, and dozens of other things that need preparation. I understand this, but when she's finished, she spends the rest of the evenings or weekends on social media. Trying to have a conversation with her is almost impossible because she's not listening or interacting with me. I get short yes or no answers or constant replies. I've tried talking with her about the fact I feel marginalized, but she just gets angry. It's not easy being married to a physically handicapped person, I know. Am I being overly sensitive? How do I express to her the loneliness I feel and the longing for a connection with my wife? Lonely husband in Utah. Dear lonely husband, it may not be easy. You may need help getting through to her. Tell your wife that you would like to have some marriage counseling because you feel all alone in this marriage. However, if she refuses, consider some counseling for yourself. Developing other social outlets online, as she appears to be doing, also could be beneficial. Many communities provide transportation for disabled individuals so they can get out of their homes. Depending upon your physical impairment, you may be interested in exploring what's available in your area. Dear Abby, I'm back at work after being a stay-at-home mom for the last decade. My job is in public schooling and I earn less than $25,000 a year. My husband works for a Fortune 500 company and earns more than $120,000. Dollars per year. I understand that we have debt and I'm willing to contribute, but he keeps my paycheck, all of it. To be honest, even as hard as he works and as much as he takes care of and provides for our family, I'm not happy. It's not that I plan to leave, but without my own money, I don't even have an option to plan for the future. How can I convince him to allow me the money I earn while assuring him that I'll help to pay down our debt? Working for nothing in Ohio. Dear Working, your husband appears to be deeply insecure and controlling. You are a wife, not an indentured servant. You shouldn't have to ask, beg, or be required to convince him that you should have money you are earning. Tell him that, and also explain how much of your money you want to put aside in an account of your own. If he refuses, suggest the two of you get mediation from a licensed family therapist. If he refuses to go with you, go alone. You may also want to consult an attorney who specializes in family law about your rights as a wife are in the state of Ohio. Please don't put it off.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.